Hello, all you haunted hunters out there. Welcome back to another episode of Gone But Not Forgotten, where we take a look at cold cases, missing persons, and unsolved murders. I'm your host, Declan Moore, and tonight we'll be looking at the disappearance of Andrew Hilton. Andrew was a 25-year-old from Billings, Montana, who disappeared one unusually warm and wet January evening in 1956. Witnesses who saw Hilton the night of his disappearance say he was acting strange and jumpy, complaining of hearing odd noises, and that the silence was listening. No one, not his family, not the cops, not even dedicated amateur investigators like yours truly, have ever been able to decipher what that meant. Many speculate that if we understood what "the silence was listening" meant, we would know what happened to Andrew that night. I'm inclined to agree. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to Gone But Not Forgotten to let me know what you think. Andrew's tale begins long before that fateful night. He was the youngest of two boys, with him and his older brother Evan living with their mom in the poorer part of Billings. Andrew's dad, Bill, was a traveling salesman, leaving mother Suzette to raise the boys by herself. By all accounts, Andrew was a bright child. Did well in school, read well above his grade level, but he was just plain not well liked. Being shunned by his peers led him to become fascinated by radio. In interviews given by his mother after his disappearance, Andrew would reportedly spend hours in front of a radio, listening to everything from the latest news to the newest episode of The Lone Ranger. It was almost like he was entranced, hypnotized even, by the sounds he heard on that old RCA in his parents' living room. Andrew always said he wanted to grow up to be a radio reporter, even as the phenomenon we know as television was taking the nation by storm. Unfortunately, I don't think that this time it was video that killed the radio star. Andrew would reportedly sometimes hear sounds and voices in the static between stations. His mother, Suzette, would dismiss these as the imagination of a child. But I, dear listeners, am not so sure. What if these voices were the silence Andrew talked about that warm, muggy January evening? Join me next time as I dive deeper into what really happened to Andrew Hilton. Until then, I'm Declan Moore, and this has been Gone But Not Forgotten. Gone But Not Forgotten is an original audio drama written, produced, and performed by Cameron Pike Rogers. The characters and events depicted in this audio are purely fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.